Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, let me get rid of
maximal volume on my end. Scratchy, scratchy. You hear them scratchy?
So before we get into it, obviously, Frankie, what do you need to know? You got everything? You're Frankie Peterson.
Frankie Peterson, the greatest documentary filmmaker. If it talks, shoot it. If it talks, shoot it.
If it talks, shoot it. You have the P tape. P is for party is the name of your documentary.
P is for party. In fact, yes, it's true.
And you contact us via Instagram.
Correct.
You send us a message. And you picked up Sup Doc because, you know, whatever, for whatever reasons.
I'm a big Bugs Bunny fan. And I thought, these guys know what's going on.
Right, you're a
Bug. Have we started?
What's that?
Have we started? Okay, we'll start.
Okay.
And we're here with a documentary filmmaker, one of my favorite maverick documentary filmmakers, Frankie Peterson. Frankie, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Very, very happy to be here.
Yeah. Thank you, Frankie. You and I just met.
We did indeed. In the lobby of this WeWork.
I don't know if... Oh, my God. Close the door. Get the door. Wait a minute. The door just opened.
I'm going to break in here real quick and say that George and Frankie are locked in a WeWork lobby
we
office.
We are indeed.
No, we're not anymore.
Someone just opened the door to the building.
Well, let me ask you, before you... Okay.
Yeah.
Well, does that door go in or out?
In. Yeah. Into the WeWork.
In.
Yeah, doors go both in and out. When they're open.
Well, I don't know if you're outside the building or inside.
Real quick. Should we keep recording?
Yeah, you might as well.
All right, we're going to move this guerrilla operation indoors, in second doors.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to
take
that,
like 5 minutes.
Okay. Just so we don't get stopped or screwed.
Don't leave anything. This is amazing. I'm gonna talk the listeners through this. So, maverick documentary filmmaker Frankie Peterson and SupDoc co-host George Chen somehow are managed to get into the WeWorks office. This is classic Frankie Peterson maverick style of documentary filmmaking. Because this is what he does. It's real life. It's controversial and. Amazing. All in one. Now they're in the office. I'm not quite convinced that they actually have access or supposed to have access. I think they just broke into a WeWorks office somewhere in LA and now they are looking for a desk to hijack. And our interview with Frankie Peterson will commence soon. Just to let you know again that Frankie Peterson claims to have found the infamous Trump P tape on the dark web, and he made a documentary about it called P is for Party. He apparently also has an interview with Christopher Steele. He's a former head of the Russian desk for the British intelligence, or the M16. And, of course, we all know about the private investigation from Fusion GPS that people have said that maybe it funded the Steele dossier. People have said that the Hillary Clinton and the Democrats funded the Steele dossier. We're not quite sure who that is, but we do know that the dossier has allegations of misconduct and a conspiracy of Donald Trump with the government of Russia. And also, the Mueller report is in the lap of Attorney General Barr.
Sorry, Paco. It's worse in here with the music.
Sorry. Now they're leaving the WeWorks office. They're currently, folks at home, if only, oh my God, I wish I was just record. I wish I was videotaping. Maybe I'll get my videotape going. This is awesome. Now, if you could, folks at home, you can't see this, but now Frankie and George are leaving the WeWorks office back to the safety of the lobby, and they've been ushered out. They've been ushered out of the WeWorks office. I'm not sure if a security guard. This is not unlike the Watergate break-in, but backwards. As you guys remember, the Watergate break-in was Nixon and his henchmen, and this is not unlike that. Just a couple of guys trying to get into a comfy chair, basically.
Okay, yeah.
And now they're back. Ladies
now we're
and gentlemen,
back.
That was awesome. Good to have you guys back.
Thank you.
Let's start over.
let's just keep going. I've been narrating this entire thing. It's
excellent.
Awesome.
The saga.
This is classic
Frankie
Peterson.
Following my philosophy, yes. We were talking and he shot it.
Yes, exactly. It's mise-en-scene at its best.
Mise-en-scene.
What's your slogan again, Mr. Peterson?
If it talks, shoot it.
And you guys are back to one, as they say in the biz.
Back to one.
You've killed a lot of parrots, I've heard.
Huh?
You've killed a lot of parrots.
I've killed a lot of parrots in my free time. Mm-hmm.
So let's, before we get into the P is for Party documentary.
Yes, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about you, Mr. Peterson.
Of course.
I'm a fan. George is, I don't know, would you call yourself a fan, George?
I would say that I've seen his work.
Of course. Yes.
You've seen him. You've seen it, just not. I mean, you were skeptical. I remember you and I watched The Gilders.
We don't allow any filming or recording on the lobby or anything. You got to do it in your private floors, so.
I work for Uber.
Right. Yeah. So you got to do it at the floor. Yeah. Okay. This is part of the lobby. We can't be doing it here. Yeah, but you would need permission from building management.
Sure. So, yeah. All right. Understood.
And now okay. They're being.
How about outside? We're just using the Wi-Fi.
Outside? I mean, as long as it's not on.
Property. Not the lobby. Like if we're in the.
Then
back.
It's, as long as we're not in the. It's all right. Right.
The back.
We will
okay.
Move away from the lobby area. Thank
yeah.
You. Of course.
Okay.
Certainly.
I'm going to have to stop recording, I think, to reset up.
We got to go out to the backyard.
We're going to go to the backyard.
Where life is happening.
Can you keep it going, though? Is it possible?
I mean, I can keep it going, but it probably. I'm going to keep dropping things, so
oh,
probably.
Don't drop anything.
Oh, no, you're not. Here, we can try it. Just record with the computer mic. Yeah. Does that work?
No.
This is awesome. So, again, listeners at home, now a WeWork security guard is ushering George and Maverick documentary filmmaker Frankie Peterson out of the WeWorks lobby, folks. And this is unprecedented in podcast history where an interview has gone to three different locations all in 5 minutes, all basically within 5 feet of each other. So they're now setting up again. Director Frankie Peterson has claimed to have the infamous Trump P tape. He got a hold of us through Instagram, our message through Instagram, I guess, with Anonymous's help, the group Anonymous. I'll go through some of Frankie's past. I'm going to go through some of Frankie's past documentaries. The Gilders, which is a great document, I think. It's hard to find. Sometimes
you're a big Gilders fan. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. That's director Frankie Peterson. Yeah, I love Gilders. It's hard to find. It's not even on YouTube anymore.
I have the only VHS copy.
You? Oh, awesome. I would. If you could send me a copy.
Sure. It's only $5 a month if you want to rent it.
Oh, okay. $5 a month. That's like Netflix. That's better than Netflix.
It's exactly. Better than Netflix. That's my other slogan.
Right. Yeah, that is. Do you mail it, do I have to mail it back each month?
I walk it to you.
You walk it to me?
Right. Wherever you are, I come, and then for the month you keep it, and if you want it again, I walk back, and I collect the $5.
Jeez, that's awesome. The Gilders is about a religious cult in Texas that makes religious clothing. Right. And then became hot accessories and fashion for a while. Where was, like, what country did it become big, the accessories?
Yeah, this is a, then, okay. Yeah, you guys can't be doing this here.
Then. Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. Yeah, thanks, man. Trying to follow. Sure, yeah, rules are important.
So then the security guard is now yet again yelling at Frankie and George. God, I just wish I had most of this on tape. This is awesome because
I don't know. I don't know sidewalk? Literally what to do. Can we leave? Can we go to the parking garage?
Yeah, we can go to the parking garage. Let's go to
the, okay, let's just do it with the headphones and without the record. I think we're just going to record it off the mic, okay, off the computer at this point. This nothing else is really functionally.
They're being ushered away yet again by a security guard who just doing his job. He's just doing his job. Ushering them to the parking garage now, which is odd because I don't know if he can even hear me. Can you guys hear me? They can't hear me. It's just a still shot of director Frankie Peterson. He's just looking at George now. I'm filming. This is awesome. This has been 12 minutes of mayhem and mystery and much like most of Mr. Peterson's work. If you want to see a retrospective of his work and the trial tribulations of what he's done, he did If Frankie Goes to Hollywood. It's a documentary about all of his past documentary works. He did No Small Wonder, SVU Special, yeah. Vicky Unit, a look behind the curtain of the sitcom No Small Wonder, so including drugs, listen, booze, and mischief abounds behind the scenes of that robot-themed family sitcom. You can hear co-host George talking to Frankie now. This is very covert. This is guerrilla podcast making.
As guerrilla. As
can you hear me, Paco? Can you hear me?
As guerrilla. Yeah. As it
okay. I can hear you guys great.
Okay, we're heading towards
Peterson style.
We're heading towards the parking garage. I'm not sure how long the Wi-Fi will work.
Sure, walk
how far
slowly.
The Wi-Fi will. Well, I mean, this is just good stand. American citizens just doing their job.
Right,
just
citizens, trying to keep. Right.
You know,
freedom of speech.
We respect security. They're doing security. In a way, we're doing the ultimate security.
Right. Security of
the nation.
Of the nation.
That's right. We have a responsibility and a duty to get this out to American listeners.
Correct.
Frankie, while you're walking there, can you just tell us how you got the P-tape?
It was a poker game.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I wasn't playing, but I was there. Mm-hmm. Searching for, I was going to do a documentary about poker games, you see.
Okay.
Good by this loud noise. Okay.
Yeah, we're right by a really loud, whirring machine. Are you picking that up, Paco?
Just a little bit. It doesn't sound
okay,
too bad.
Okay, it doesn't bother you. It really is really keeping me from almost being able
anyway,
to hear.
Anyway, one of the poker players, Frankie, as he's talking, was a Russian businessman. And he said he had a delicious tape. Everyone would want to see it.
He said delicious?
He used the word delicious?
The word delicious.
In Russian?
Yes, I speak Russian fluently.
Oh, wow.
I won't do it now, but I do. He said delicious tape, and I said, well, I got to hear about this.
I got to taste this, I would think.
And what it was a recording of ice cream being made. And then at the end of the tape, it cut out as if someone had been, like, taping over. And suddenly, you're halfway through Donald Trump being peed on by a couple of Russian prostitutes.
Wow.
What kind of ice cream was being made?
Mint chip.
Okay.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense, actually. If it was like French vanilla or butter pecan, I would be like, just a second.
Right. Sounds fake, but mint chip.
Right. Right. That works. So this is a fucking exclusive. This is big. What you are saying to us, George and Paco, on SupDoc Podcast, is that you've seen the P-tape and you saw Donald Trump.
Yes.
What was Donald Trump doing?
saying, yummy, yummy, give me some, give me some. And his mouth was wide open. And their urine, I would say, very yellow. They had not hydrated any part of that day.
Right, right.
They were vitamin deficient?
Vitamin deficient. It reeked of ammonia from the visual.
Well, yeah, you know, I think sex workers need to be able to get all of the hydration they need.
Sex work is real work. That's not
in
dispute.
It's not a denigration of their drinking habits.
No.
Right.
I assume that they were not provided hydration because that was part of his fetish. That's what I was thinking was happening.
So you are saying today that you've seen the P tape and you saw Trump. And now and you're 100% certain. And not, it's not like an R. Kelly thing.
No, there's
it?
there's a part of a tape where he walks to the camera, right? And he holds up a driver's license. It says, "I am Donald J. Trump, the businessman, wow. noted businessman and future president."
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That's irrefutable.
Itself. Irrefutable yeah. evidence.
Was it a New York State license, driver's license?
It was Jersey. Oddly, it was Jersey.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, that I mean, he could get, he probably drives in Jersey.
I assume he has a summer home.
I assume
home.
He has a driver, actually.
Well,
I assume he does, but he probably maintains the license just in case. He has to get away from a crime scene, which I assume he does regularly.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's so in the concept of the P tape.
Yes.
How does it work in P is for party?
Well, most of the film is the ice cream portion of the tape.
Kind of focus on the ice cream.
It's a metaphor for seeing how the sausage is made, but it's seeing how the ice cream is made. It turns out the ice cream is criminality at the top level of government.
So wow. It's a metaphor.
It starts out as a metaphor, then it becomes just about ice cream, and then it becomes political again when he cuts in, he's getting peed on. And I'm narrating the whole time, you see.
Sure. I mean, that's your style.
Right. Yeah. I love heavy narration.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't do.
You don't use a lot of, like, effects and style.
Nope. Or, no, I've never done post-production.
Really? Okay. I thought there were a lot of iMovie effects, but maybe that was just the wipes. You like to use the generic iMovie wipe.
Well, I'm actually moving the frame.
You it wasn't.
What
was
I do good. Is I have a camera mm-hmm. over the screen as I replay the footage.
Okay. Right.
And I physically move the computer left and right.
Oh, okay. So it is like Dogma 95 in a way.
Yes.
Yes, very Dogma 95.
I call it Dogma 4.
Okay. Oh, you're before Dogma 95.
It's Dogma for me.
Oh, Dogma for you. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. This is just for you. Your
just
filmmaking.
For me. Mm-hmm. Purely
all
Peterson.
Natural lighting. You never add lights.
I've never touched a key light in my life. That's a point of pride.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised you know the term.
Right. I know you worked with famous cinematographer Paul Cracking. Can you talk about him?
Yes, I knew Paul Cracking from my high school days.
Oh, wow.
We once robbed a Piggly Wiggly, and I said, someone should have taped this. And he said, guess what? I did. And he had Super 8 footage of the Piggly Wiggly robbery.
So you and Paul, we'll get back to the pizza, but you and Paul made the amazing documentary At Dawn's Early Light. Can you talk about that for a second?
With the Flat Earth people. Now, they're a fascinating tribe. They got these kooky beliefs. And in the face of evidence, they don't let go. We took a bunch of
so you don't believe in it?
No.
You don't believe in Flat Earth?
No,
okay, cool.
I think that's insane.
I couldn't tell from the film.
Yes, ambiguity is a big part of my work.
Yeah.
Big part of my work. But so I took these people to the seaside to watch the sun come up and go back down every day.
What was catering like?
Catering?
On that set. Was there catering on that set?
Oh, I had some of those Nutri-Grain bars.
Okay. So it was like,
and
was
a cardboard Starbucks coffee thing.
Now, did I? It's been a while since I've seen it. Did you start at night and go through the night into the sunrise?
Did I?
Or did you start from the sunrise and go into the sunset?
Good question. Unanswered by the film.
Yeah, it was a very
part of
ambiguous.
The ambiguity.
Yeah.
Right. You don't know if I'm on board with Flat Earth or not on board. You don't know if it's day or night.
Yeah.
You don't know how the world works as the viewer, because I'm trying to replicate the experience of these Flat Earth dummies who don't know how the world
are
works.
Are you waning or waxing? It's right. really the question.
Are we gibbous or not? Are we new or whole? Yeah.
So did you have that cinematographer work on that piece?
Yes, Paul. Paul was there. Paul expertly captured the sun moving up and down, and the look on these morons' faces as they tried to reconcile what they were seeing with what they're believing.
And
which
how
they can.
That got a lot of hits on YouTube.
It got 47 hits.
That's pretty good for you. Yeah, that's
my only YouTube upload.
10 times.
I don't trust it.
Yeah, you were like the first people to put all of your documentary on Vine.
I once released,
which is now no longer a service. So I don't know, is that, do you still have the rights to that film anymore?
No, I signed those away.
Okay, so Vine just
I can't even mention the title of that one.
Okay.
Right. That's Yeah, that's At Dawn's Early Light, classic modern documentary about flat earthers. But let's, if we could, one of my all-time favorites. When I was in, when I was in college in the early 90s, I saw The Ugly Einsteins.
Oh, that was fun. That was a whole like a Paco band. That was wonderful.
Oh, it was so good. It was like one of those things. We had one VHS tape of it, and we just shared it. And everyone had it at a party and everything. Can you talk to us about...
Yes, of course, The Ugly Einsteins. Now, The Ugly Einsteins were a progressive post-country punk band.
Oh, yeah.
Based out of Stockton, California.
Awesome. Home of Chris Isaac and Pavement.
Indeed, Chris Isaac and Pavement. To get there, you start in San Francisco, you take the BART all the way to the end of BART, and then drive another hour or so. And you're there.
Any end of BART pretty much gets you towards
any end of BART, an hour, about an hour away.
Stockton is at the end of all trains. Mm-hmm. All trains lead to Stockton.
All trains lead to Stockton. That's a quote from the film.
Exactly. One of my favorite lyrics.
Wonderful. Yeah, yes, that's from one of their songs.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I mean, if you don't have like the early demos, I mean, that's the good shit, in my opinion, as a collector.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, that's right.
I kind of had a cover band. We were ironically called the Attractive Einsteins, so.
Oh, right.
We played at the Starry Plow a couple times.
That's huge. Thank you for...
No, I
played. I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, I like to dabble.
You guys really are true fans.
Well,
of them, not of you. I mean...
Sure. I understand.
Let's go to a clip. One of my favorite moments is when the band is wondering where their lead singer is.
Oh,
and it turns,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Should I give a spoiler? We'll just go to the clip.
Yeah, just go ahead and cut it in. Cut it in here.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're back.
a pivotal moment in the documentary.
A lot of build-up tension. That for a band that really didn't have anything particularly interesting about their biographies.
And that Wizard
or mental
Rock
health
album,
issues at all.
The Wizard Rock album was a nightmare.
Right. So George is fond of saying that you're the Tommy Wiseau of documentary filmmaking. How do you respond to that?
As George say, the Tommy Wiseau of documentaries. That's how I respond to that one, because a true wise head would know how the wise is a hard eye.
It is a hard eye. But my friend Tommy Wiseau is also a...
I mean, you went to school with him,
right? Wonderful filmmaker. He makes more of romantic dramedies, I would say.
Was he involved in the P tape? Because I feel like
Wiseau?
He would be the guy that would know. Was he the
It was
the
Wiseau's
Russian
poker
gambler?
Game. It was Wiseau's poker game. That's why I was there, just hanging around in the background looking for new subjects. But Tommy Wiseau is a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know them both?
Yes, Wiseau and Wiseau. Yeah, we have a standing dinner at Musso and Frank's Hollywood Grill.
Nice. Musso and Frank's?
Hmm?
Musso and Frank's.
Musso and Frank's.
Gotcha.
Right. It's behind Musso.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's a separate parking lot.
So I have to ask you, Mr. Peterson, or can I call you Frankie? Or
no.
Okay, sorry, Mr. Peterson. I know you were in conjunction or in partnership with the group Anonymous, which
Anonymous,
is kind of how
from the 4chan.
Right, it's kind of how you got this your distribution plan, if I will, for P is for Party is going to be through Anonymous and Reddit and 4chan and stuff. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I first met them when I was filming my men's rights documentary.
Yes.
And of course, every single one of them was on 4chan and or Reddit. So I kind of delved into the network that way. I learned a lot about the draft, family court, and also just how feminism is ruining video games. Mm-hmm. Sort of the thrust of that documentary. I don't know if I agree with it, but that's what I learned.
Oh, yeah.
And
Ms. Pac-Man. Yeah.
Ms. Pac-Man. Yeah. I mean, put a bow tie on it. You can't call it a lady. I've, could have maintained contact with them. I use Reddit to keep up on Marvel movies, political news, etc. And a lot of my Reddit friends were begging me to do a new movie. So I thought, hey, I've got this ice cream / pee tape. I'll take it to Reddit, see what they think. Most of them were not on board, but...
Can you talk about, you mentioned before we started recording, I saw you patting down George. I guess you're a little nervous these days for your security.
Well, as you can tell, I mean, we've chosen to do this guerrilla location of outside now of a lobby, outside of a building for WeWork.
Of a co-working space.
Right.
Seems like an odd place for someone with security.
Well, the government got on my ass.
Okay.
You know what I mean? After this men's rights doc, and now with this ice cream tape, the FBI won't leave me alone. And the IRS has been dogging me to pay taxes for decades, but I refuse.
You make an income where you need to pay the IRS?
Yes.
Tax. Okay, right. Gotcha.
Dividends.
Okay.
I own Apple stock.
Okay.
And you were big in Bitcoin.
Huge into Bitcoin. I love the dark web.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit on there? Yeah, of course. I mean, about how Bitcoin works?
Or about your love of the intellectual dark web?
The intellectual dark web. No.
Oh, I mean both. I mean,
Jordan Peterson.
My intellectual hero,
Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Huge on Rogan. I love DMT, kettlebells, chimps. I love all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. When you were on the Joe Rogan podcast, there was
episode 3014.
Yeah, there was a great moment, though, when you guys had that exchange about bulldozers. Was it bulldozers and, like, the conspiracy around, like, motorized vehicles?
Motorization was a plot by the ruling class in the 1880s.
Mm-hmm.
It's continued to this day. It brought convenience, so-called, quote-unquote. But really, when they built that transcontinental railroad, that last spike was the last spike in individual freedom, if you ask me.
Okay, I think, like, I might have some opinions on the building of railroads, but that's fine. Just neither here nor there.
For those listeners at home, George is Asian. Did I just do something racist?
I never want to tell you when you're doing something racist, Paco.
So. Right, yes.
You should just know.
Yo, is this racist?
Earwolf.com.
Yeah.
Why are you plugging other networks? They're not interviewing Frankie Peterson.
They refuse to have me on.
As an independent, that's why we could do this. No advertiser wants to sponsor this episode, Frankie.
Well, it's too hot to touch.
Not even MeUndies?
No, no coconut water wants to be near you.
Wow. That's how much of a firebrand I am. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine. Speaking of water, I just want to get back to the pee tape again.
Oh, yes, of course.
So do you have any idea? Okay, there's so many questions. I mean, and this is on the heels of the Mueller report was released.
Oh.
We do not yet have the information from the Attorney General,
You and I don't, but maybe this guy
I have it. I've seen the report.
He's seen the Mueller report.
Nothing's going to happen. It's a real bummer.
Oh,
you've seen it. What's it say?
It says, yes, he did it. No, Republicans won't care. It's one page.
Oh, it's just one sentence.
Right.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty succinct.
I mean, I saw it on 4chan, so it could be fake, but that's what I've seen.
Right. Did it look?
That's unlikely.
Yeah. It's probably the real thing.
Probably.
Do you have a good idea of where this took place? Is there any idea?
Oh, yeah.
Was this in Russia?
Was this in Washington? Yeah.
It's in Russia. During the part where he shows his driver's license and says, I am Donald J. Trump, businessman and future president, he also then holds up a smartphone, opens Google Maps, and presses the little thing that centers it on where you're at, and you can see he's dead center Moscow.
Wow. That is dumb.
He's a very bold man. You know, he knows that he wants to be peed on and be president and doesn't care who knows him.
And shows his ID.
Shows
the screen of a Google locator.
Puts it in the camera.
I also know that you were big behind in the campaign to get Mr. T to run for president.
Yes.
In the late 80s. What was that all about?
Well, I saw his song where he says, you should respect your mother.
Okay.
Right.
And I thought, this is a man who should lead the country. America's lost its way. America doesn't respect their mothers no more.
No, they don't.
And this is a guy who could bring us back to that. If he can rap about moms that way, he can rap about nuclear policy too. That was my thought.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, that makes
What's
a lot of sense.
What's the name of the film? Oh, the film about it? Well, it's unreleased, but I did. Okay. I mean, I taped it. I called it Fear and Loathing on the Mr. T Trail.
Okay.
It's a subtle homage to Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes, it's pretty subtle.
Very subtle. Right, right.
Yeah.
Ralph Steadman did the cover art.
I did a lot of eyeballing during filming.
Right.
Well, you could also say Hunter S. Thompson is a Mr. T as well. There's a
He has T in his last name.
Yeah, there's something there.
You know, I was at a Walgreens with Mr. T on the campaign.
Was there a Theranos device there?
This was not Arizona.
You're 74.
And we were actually in Colorado. And Hunter S. Thompson walked in to the Walgreens. Clocked Mr. T, clocked me.
Oh, no.
Do you
nothing.
Have the clip?
Yes. Let's go to that clip. If we can, let's go to that clip.
Sorry about that, Mr. T.
So there's a clip from that. That's really remarkable.
An unreleased film we got a clip from.
Yeah, Frankie was able to walk that over to my house.
I did.
Thank you for that. He was able to go to your house, and we're recording outside of an office space. Well, I thought we were here because you were allergic to cats.
I am. I walked it over 2 weeks ago, and then I walked back in the time since to be here because it was on my calendar to be here for this recording.
It would have been much easier if you could have just recorded in San Francisco.
George, easy has never been my style.
That's
yes, true.
I'm learning that.
Speaking of not taking the easy way out, if we do have time, I'd love to hear that anecdote of the time that you worked with Werner Herzog.
Werner Herzog.
Yeah, you guys worked together.
Character.
Yeah.
We did. It was a comedy.
Okay.
Werner Herzog's first and last comedy.
Nice. Okay. Yeah,
we filmed it in Yosemite National Park.
Okay.
And the idea was...
Were you having a picnic?
Yes.
I haven't seen it, but...
Yogi lives in Yellowstone, but it's Werner, so he wanted to do it a little different, his own way. He went to Yosemite, and we laid out all these picnic baskets, hoping that a bear would wander in and we could just film the bear taking the picnic basket.
Hilarious. Right.
So if I could, our listeners need to know, you were the inspiration behind Grizzly Man.
Yes.
Right?
I was the first Grizzly Man.
You were also extra on Cheers. That's why. Very similar.
I was the first person to say Norm's name as he walked in the bar. I was just surprised to see the character. They said, keep it. We'll keep it in. I was doing extra work to get some budget for my next film. I had run out of Apple money.
And then you yelled a line, and then they had to pay you scale.
I'm still SAG eligible.
That's awesome. So let's go, if we can, to just a quick clip. This is Werner Herzog yelling at you because you didn't properly pack the picnic basket.
Yes,
let's go to this clip.
The ham was not there.
Yeah. We don't have it?
Okay.
We don't have
it. That's fair.
Sorry, I only had an acetone pressing of the negative. I seems to have dissolved in my pocket. I apologize. That's on me.
Are you okay?
I'm having a mild stroke. We may have to end the podcast. I'm having a mild stroke.
I told you guys you can't be over here.
Oh, security's back. Security's back.
Oh,
three
shit.
Times. You guys got to...
Would you like to be on the audio, sir?
Oh, sure.
Could we what document?
Do you guys, no? Okay.
Document you being secure? No? All right.
Let's do that. Oh, no, I think they're being asked to leave.
Yeah, we are being asked for a third time to leave the premises.
No.
They're now arresting George...
Oh, there's cops there. There's
several cops.
Oh, shit. They've put George in handcuffs. So apparently, the security is called the police.
Tell my story.
I got to go film this.
Tell his story. You tell my story.
I will tell your story. Thank you for having me. We got to go film life happening.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. So I'm watching now George being arrested. Frankie's being Well, Frankie's not being... Oh, they apparently don't recognize Frankie, but they recognize George, and they're arresting him. Frankie is now... I don't even... I guess he's kicking? There's looks like he might be kicking.
Leave him alone!
I don't know. He's trying to film this with his... We should... Okay, well, we're just going to cut, and we'll let you guys know how this ends up. This is a crazy predicament that's just happened. The WeWorks in Los Angeles.
Don't talk. I'm shooting. This show's sponsored by WeWork. WeWork.
Well, folks, thank you for listening, and we'll put this in the show notes, what happened with the arrest and everything else. This has been SupDoc Podcast with our exclusive talk with famed director Frankie Peterson, and P is for Hardy. Thanks, folks.